KORN News Radio Sports. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. James Franklin has been hired as Virginia Tech's next head football coach just a little over a month after he was fired at Penn State. Virginia Tech announced the move last night. They become the first to Power Four conference team to fill a coach vacancy this season. Franklin was fired by Penn State October 12th, one day after they lost at home to Northwestern. The 53-year-old Franklin went to 104-45 at Penn State, leading them to a college football playoff semifinal last year. Dallas Cowboys defeated the Las Vegas Raiders last night on Monday Night Football 33-16. Dak Prescott threw for 268 yards and four touchdowns for Dallas as they improved to 4-5-1 on the season. Meanwhile, the Raiders, they fall to 2-8. Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase has been suspended without pay for one game for spitting on Pittsburgh cornerback Jalen Ramsey. Chase spit on Ramsey during a confrontation in the fourth quarter on Sunday. Ramsey then grabbed Chase by the face mask and punched him, which resulted in Ramsey's ejection. The NFL says Chase was suspended for unsportsmanlike conduct. He'll miss the Bengals' home game this week against New England. Also, the Atlanta Falcons, their quarterback Michael Penix, will be placed on injured reserve. He'll miss at least four games with a left knee injury. That leaves Kirk Cousins now as the starter again in Atlanta. Penix suffered the injury in Sunday's overtime loss to Carolina. Atlanta, they've now lost five in a row. Cousins will make his second start of the season as the Falcons play at New Orleans on Sunday. Also, the Jets making another change at quarterback. They'll start Tyrod Taylor in place of Justin Fields on Sunday. That move comes as head coach Aaron Glenn sends the struggling Fields to the bench for the second time this season. Jets coming off a 27-14 loss to the New England Patriots last Thursday night. And good news for former Cleveland quarterback Bernie Kosar as he received a liver transplant yesterday after being on the waiting list for more than a year. Kosar shared a video yesterday on social media, says he's doing well. The 61-year-old's been dealing with liver issues for years. He was diagnosed with cirrhosis and Parkinson's disease last year. Kosar played in the NFL for 12 seasons, mainly with the Browns, leading them to three AFC championship games. Coming up tomorrow night, a doubleheader at the Corn Palace. Dakota Wesleyan basketball hosting a Morningside women's game at 6 o'clock, followed by the men at 7:45. SDSU women's basketball 4-0 on the season. They take on Gonzaga Thursday night. That'll be at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls at 7 p.m. USD men's basketball, they hit the road this week. They will face Missouri, and that's Thursday night at 7. And USD women's basketball, they're 5-0 on the season. They host Valparaiso Friday night in Vermilion at 7 o'clock. We have more sports online. Check it out at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.